Sudan's ongoing conflict that erupted nearly a year ago forced hundreds of thousands of families to flee their home country. Sudanese Musa Mohammed now lives in Juba. He says he is happy to celebrate Eid al-Fitr in Juba, where the weather is good, noting the recent heat waves that hit parts of South Sudan, prompting the government to close schools. But Mohammed says he misses celebrating Eid al-Fitr in Sudan.
Feel just fast away from your family, from your relative, from your parent particularly. So you just feel you miss some closure, you know. And no closure better than the parent, you know, parental closure. But otherwise, yeah, you feel the same thing. Here are like many different type of friends that you can find, particularly Sudanese people. And the last and the important difference is that, you know, the way that people like do their Eid, you know, we are only a group of people that are going to just perform their prayer.
Amna Bargo, another Sudanese living in Juba, says she feels safe in South Sudan even though life can be difficult in a foreign land.
The difficulty is someone is living and cooking alone. All the Sudanese way of cooking and eating things like posho and the fan with all the sweet and savory meals. But all is well because the fasting season is over. May God accept our fasting and we are glad to be in Juba between the people here.
Sudan has multiple cultures and religious festivities. Eid al-Fitr is one of the most religious celebrations where families and friends come together to share meals, exchange gifts, and visit each other. Sudanese photographer Ramah Al-Zubair, who has lived in Juba for 7 months, says life can be tough in the capital, but observing the holy month of Ramadan was a lifetime experience for him in South Sudan.
First time to fasting in Ramadan here in South Sudan. For me, the difference between Sudan and South Sudan in Ramadan exactly, it's here we are far away from our family. The way of facing Ramadan here, the faith is very, the people, we are very afraid like how the weather will be like, look like, and things like that. But when we start fasting Ramadan, all the things is going better and better. The first day is very hot, but after 10 days, everything is going to be better. All the things, there's no big challenge, but just the weather.
Last week, South Sudan's Ministry of Labor declared 3 days holiday to mark Eid al-Fitr across South Sudan from April 9th to the 11th. Work resumes on Friday. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.